This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Since the Austin Independent School District announced plans to overhaul the city's schools, including closing 12 of them, the word equity has been used a lot. The district says the plan creates more equity in schools, but many community members disagree. KUT's Claire McInerney looks into the different conversations happening around equity by starting with the definition.
It's not equality, which is giving every child the same opportunities, whether it's teachers, supplies, or programs. If things are equal, every student has the exact same thing. Equity is more nuanced. It means not every child gets the same resources because not every child needs the same stuff. So typically, children from low-income homes or English learners or who are homeless or having a learning disability all need more when it comes to their education. So the idea of equity suggests some students get more, some get less, to get them all to the same goal, whether that's reading by a certain grade or high school graduation. So why are we talking about this now? When the idea of closing schools started, the school board said it wanted to make sure these changes were equitable. The first page of the proposal repeats that. Stephanie Hawley, the district's new chief equity officer, is in charge of overseeing equity in all the district's policies. A few days after the proposal was released, she told the board at a work session that the goal of this plan is to move AISD toward equity for all students.
Because we inherited a system that doesn't cause us to question what we're doing to children. And so our hope is with this work that we can begin anew and we can set an example for this region as to how we start to undo the racism that's doing so much damage to Black and brown children.
But many disagreed that this plan does that. And this disagreement has launched a conflict between the district and the community. If we ask the question, who are these closings meant to benefit? There are two very different points of view. When the proposal came out, one of the first details many people noticed was that most of the closures would happen east of I-35. That concerned some critics of the proposal. They say it feels like the district is once again punishing the neighborhoods where Black and Latino families have lived and sent their kids to school. But Superintendent Paul Cruz said they chose those schools on purpose because when they close a school, they're going to combine it with another school community and build them a brand new building. And Cruz said the district wants to give the new buildings to those communities of color that have historically not gotten investments from AISD.
Having a new building for underprivileged kids, it sounds nice in theory, but I think it's more of a representation of equality as opposed to equity.
That's Ricky Lowe, a research associate for the Institute for Urban Policy and Research Analysis at the University of Texas. He's studied school closures around the country.
Because, yes, it's going to be nice. It's going to look modernized. It's going to have maybe all of the trimmings that the school across town is going to have. But what about the actual programs? What about the teachers that are going to be there?
That sentiment is also being echoed by parents. They'd like to see more academic programs, not just a shiny new building. Candace Hunter is a former teacher, and she's taught at mostly low-income schools in AISD. But she sent her kids to Maplewood Elementary, which is the opposite. Even though Maplewood is suggested for closure, she's more worried about the equity around closing other schools on the list. For example, consolidating Webb and Dobie Middle Schools. Both have mostly low-income students and high numbers of English learners.
We know that you're just doubling the problems.
She said if this consolidation came with a promise to provide instructional coaches for every subject at every grade level, as well as only hiring master teachers for the campus, then this consolidation might work.
That promise, I say go ahead and do it. It's a fantastic idea. But without that promise, we're just creating another situation that we already have in the district.
Hunter says she's not opposed to school consolidations. She just thinks some of these scenarios should be more planned out so it's clear the change will not harm the students. And if closures do end up happening, she says for schools like Maplewood, Ridgetop, and Pease, where students come from more affluent families, it's equitable for these families to shoulder the burden.
I think especially for the Maplewood contingent, we're giving up the least. I really do believe we are giving up the least. We're moving. But for some schools, the consolidation will overburden the teachers. It will overburden the parents. It will literally shock the students. And I really think that's where our focus should be right now, not that it's an inconvenience that I have to drive one more mile.
But nothing is official quite yet. And Holly, the chief equity officer for AISD, says the district is currently revising and plans to put out a new version of the proposal. And she says it'll hopefully look different. She admits that the first version was written without equity in the school district's history at the forefront. And she says if her training is working, version two will reflect that.
That proposal will tell you where we are. The proposal right now tells you where we were in August. And version two is going to tell you a couple of things. Where we've progressed, where we've listened to the community, where our trustees have grown and listened to the community. And that document will be the living evidence of whether or not people really have committed.
The district is expected to release the second version of the proposal by early November. Claire McInerney, KUT News.